Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Talkers Magazine calls Jim Blasingame one of the best talk show hosts in the industry.
Now remember, I do my best work when I'm being worshipped as a god.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
Welcome back, 34 after the hour. Thanks for staying with me. My pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm very excited about having our good friend, Dr. Robert McTeer, back on the show. Bob is a distinguished fellow with the National Center for Policy Analysis, former chancellor of Texas A&M University in the great state of Texas. But we first knew him when he was a member of the Fed. He was the president of the Federal Reserve Bank of Dallas and a member of the FOMC. We hooked up with him way back in the last century, the previous millennia, and he's here again today to talk to us about a lot of different things. Bob, welcome back to the show.
Thanks, Jim. Good to be back.
It's always a pleasure to have you back, my friend. Bob, obviously we're all distraught over the human tragedy that's happened in Japan in the last few days. The story is still unfolding. It's a news story that won't stop producing news with the results of the aftermath and the nuclear issues that are going on over there. But you're an economist. Talk to us about what you think this is going to do to the Japanese economy, which was already had a moribund economy for 20 years. What do you think?
Well, first, you have to define the word GDP, because a lot of people are saying that it might even stimulate GDP.
Gross domestic product, right.
Gross domestic product. And the thing is, that measures what you produce. There's no subtraction from it, from what is destroyed. So it's conceivable that after this quarter's over, after they get their power back, get things running, that the rebuilding efforts might generate a larger GDP. But that's certainly not the same thing as saying they'll be better off. GDP is not a measure of well-being. It's a measure of production.
So, well, if GDP is measured on things that are replacing things that were already there with money that you don't already have, that's just creating more debt. That's not quality GDP like true growth is.
No, it's not the GDP you would choose. If this hadn't happened and they had a smaller GDP growth going forward, they'd be better off. Not having had it happen,
right,
and with the smaller GDP growth. But people that say it may stimulate GDP, they don't mean that the Japanese are going to be better off.
Right.
Cortina probably stepped up our GDP just a little bit, but didn't mean we were better off.
Well, I wonder if
Japan has had a problem of effective demand and sort of a deflation problem for two decades. So they have been operating with some slack and some waste in their economy. So that'll be taken up.
What do you think this will do to the global economy? I mean, notwithstanding any kind of issue with nuclear, let's say the nuclear doesn't get any worse than it is, based on what we know right now, what do you think this will do to the global economy? I wonder if it could exacerbate inflation because of demand for goods that will be going over to rebuild.
It's possible, but I think the main thing will be sort of a redistribution of benefits. People that are depending on Japan for production will be hurt. Texas Instruments, for example, in Dallas has a plant in the affected area that are going to be hurt. The way globalization has proceeded, you can't really just say this is a Japanese phenomenon. It's
right.
It's a global event, as you point out, and everybody has a little piece of that. Of that action. If you're competing with Toyota and Nissan, you probably will gain some competitive advantage.
Yeah.
Right now, temporarily.
Do you think this could ultimately tip Japan into essentially a depression?
I don't think so. because we know how to fight depressions.
Yeah.
And they're going to be doing that naturally. They're going to be doing a lot of extra spending with money creation. So they might inflate on the way to avoiding the depression, but I don't think it'll be the typical lack of demand depression where one person's unemployed because another person's not.
But how can this kind of a hit to the second and maybe the third largest economy on the planet, how could that not affect the global economy?
Not saying it's not affecting global economy. I'm just saying maybe the word depression is not the
Maybe I shouldn't. Yeah, I see what I see your point. Well, we wish them all the best, of course, and America standing ready to be to help them as their allies, as their friends. We have a very strong bond, a very strong commitment that's been made to the Japanese, and I'm glad to see America's gonna stick to that. We're gonna take a quick break. We're gonna talk about some other important issues with our good friend Bob McTeer. 20 Tail, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.